on the bin.
Tory Way, Northwest London, Sunday, 19th of September, Yud Gimel Tishri, Rabbi Jeremy Goldkashlita, Insights and Inspiration for Sukkos.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Lovely to be back in the Torah Way. There are some handouts on the bima for those who are coming in. So I'd like just to share three or four ideas, Divrei Torah for Sukkos. Tomorrow night is Sukkos already. Three or four, some very beautiful ideas to share. The first one is a Cheshek Shlema, the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. An unbelievable Cheshek Shlema. But let me begin by an anecdote, a story. One time a person learned Maseches Sukkah. He learned the Gemara Maseches Sukkah. Some people have just finished it, Daf Yomi. And he was a very brave soul. And he decided to be tested on it. And he was living 250 years ago. And he decided to go to the Vilna Gaon to be tested on Maseches Sukkah. Like I say, a very brave man. Now, you and I know that if you do muster the courage and you prepare and you know Maseches Sukkah backwards and forwards, and you get tested on it, you're going to be tested, you know, what's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel? How does that, you know, you'll be tested. But the Vilna Gaon, in his opening question, he threw the proverbial curveball. What did he say? He said, how many times does the Masechta make reference to a kosher sukkah? And how many times does it make reference to a posel sukkah? Now, if you learn Masechta sukkah backwards and forwards, and you know it, you're not going to know that. Yeah, how many times does it make reference to a kosher sukkah? How many times does it make reference to a posel sukkah? So he fell at the first hurdle, right? Okay, his fault for asking the Gaon for a faher, right? So the Vilna Gaon said to him, this is the remez, this is how you know the answer to this question. There are 91 references to a kosher sukkah, and there are 85 to a posel sukkah. What's the remez? The remez is, the gematria of sukkah, mole, is samach vav chaf hei, 66, 20, and 5, that's 91. And the gematria of sukkah, spelt choser, samach chof hei, is 85. So when it's spelt choser, it's deficient, it's posel, as it were, there are 85 times in the whole Masechta where it says the word sukkah, and 91 times where it's referring to a kosher sukkah, which is mole. Unbelievable. But it actually goes much deeper than that. There's much more there. Because take a look, please, at the box, the first handout, the first paragraph, I mean. Bechol Sifrei HaShas, says the Cheshek Shlema. Bechol Sifrei HaShas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rav Alphas, Varosh, in Gemara, in the Rif, in the Rosh, in Shulchan Aruch, in Poskim, Nitfas Tevas Sukkah Bevov Achas Samach. You always have Sukkah spelt Mole. So you open up, you pull off your sukkah from the shelf, and you'll see the word sukkah is spelled mole, samach vav chafei. Avon nira du ta sofa. I think there's a printing error in every single Gemara, every single Rishalmi, every Rif, every Rosh, every Shaitis and Shuvah, every Shulchan Aruch. There's a printing error. Dari kol tevas sukkah hanim Tanakh. If you look in Tanakh, every time, we'll see there's one exception, but every time in Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, that it says the word sukkah, it's spelled choser. So I think, you know, take your Gemara back to the Meiches Farim. There's a typo. Ksiv sukkah b'lo vav v'nokot b'shuruk. That's question number one. Question number two, uve yoisa ani tome, and I'm furthermore, I'm perplexed, al masha kosov apriyetz chayim b'shachak asukkas perik dalet v'oid beiz ha-sifrei mekubalim. It's written in the Kabbalah Sfarim. De sukkah mole, that the word sukkah, spelt mole, which I said has the gematria 91, kaminyan shein yudke vovke v'alef dalet, ayin shom. 91 is not a random number. 91 is the combined gematrias of the two most common names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is 65, and yudke vovke is 26. 26 and 65 is 91. V'hadova matmiya, and the matter is peculiar. Tehechen nimse sukkah moli b'tanach. Throughout Tanakh, sukkah is spelled samach chof hey, 85. So why are you making all these gematrias, 91, based on the gematria of sukkah, which is 91, spelled mole, the combined gematria of Adnus and Havoy of 65 and 26, 91, it's wrong. Because sukkah is samach chof hey. So the Cheshek Shem has got two questions. Question number one, why is it that throughout Tanakh, sukkah is spelt choser, samachofe, and throughout the Gemara and Poskim, etc., it's spelt mole, samachvav chafe. And question number two, the Mekubalim say that the gematria of sukkah mole is 91 because that represents the combined shemus of Hashem, yudke vavke adnan, shem adnus, which is 91. It's a mistake because in Tanakh it's 85. Okay, let's carry on. Okay. Shuv ro'isi, the dova Hashem b'fi ha'memes. I'm actually have concluded, and I've now seen, that what the Mekubalim write is absolutely accurate. Diogati motzosi, because I searched, I toiled, and I found, be'ez Hashem, b'tehillim, ayin vav, in Tehillim, capital ayin vav, bikro, it says in the Pasuk, v'ayhi b'sholem sukai, u'ma'anoysoi b'tziyoi, the one time in Tanakh that the word sukkah is spelled mole is in Tehillim Ayin Vav. Nichter shom sukkah bevav acha samach. It's spelled mole with a vav after the samach. V'im kein, and therefore yesh leima, al pider charemez, you can say, the mishum hochi ksiv b'chol duchto sukkah choser l'ramez mashakosav chazal, te ba'ilim hazeh ein ha-shem sholem v'ein ha-kiseh sholem. What does that mean? Pre-Moshiach, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. As Chazal say, Ein Hashem Shalem, the name of Hashem is not complete. Ve'ein HaKiseh, and his throne is not complete. Ad She'imach Hazar Shel HaMolek, until HaMolek is wiped out. When Moshiach comes, then it's different. Therefore, says the Cheshek Shlema, that's what the Mekubalim mean. When the Moshiach comes, then the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 65, 26, Gematria 91, is wrapped up in the word sukkah, and therefore, la'asid lovay, after Mashiach comes, sukkah should be spelt mole. In Tanakh, which is history, it's backward looking, so therefore that's pre-Mashiach. So you spell sukkah, samach chof hei, 85. In Shulchan Aruch, in Gemara, which is forward looking, and which will apply, please God, even after Moshiach comes, so I spell it, Samech Vav Chafei. And therefore, that is the answer to the first question. The first question was, why is it in Tanakh it's spelt without? Because that's pre-Moshiach. And therefore, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mole, Hishem is not Mole, the Kiseh is not Mole, until Moshiach comes. And therefore, to be meramis to this, Sukkah is spelt Choser. But lasted lava when Mashiach comes, it's going to be complete, and therefore we spell sukkah mole. The one time that sukkah is spelt mole in Tanakh is in Tehillim Ayin Vav. What's the pasuk again? Vayhi b'shalim sukkah, and it will be a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sukkah will be mole. It's talking about the times of Mashiach. So therefore it's appropriate that we spell sukkah mole. Astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. So, there we have the opening idea that the answer to the Cheshek Shlema's question, and if you do get tested on Maseches Sukkah, and now you've got a little clue, a little remez to know the answer to that question, how many references there are to a kosher sukkah, how many references are to apostle sukkah. Okay. Let's move on. This is a time of simcha. My son asked me this morning in shul, why no tachanun? So I said, between Yom Kippur Sukkot, this is sort of the run-up to the Zman Simchoseinu. It's a time of simcha. But it's appropriate to try and consider what exactly is real simcha. This is, simcha is something which is the pursuit of not just Western society, the pursuit of the whole world. It's even enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So everyone's trying to run after it. The trouble is, people confuse the pursuit of pleasure with the pursuit of happiness. They tell a story, I heard this from Rabbi Leff, that Rabbi Lef once said that there was a fellow, an employee, who was very jealous of his boss, because his boss had this fantastic stretch limousine, a beautiful stretch limo, and he wanted one as well. He couldn't afford it, but he decided he's going to save up, and he put aside money each week, until eventually, after a number of years, he saved up enough to buy his stretch limo. And the day came, he took delivery of this stretch limo, and he was driving around town to show his boss. He couldn't find his boss, so he was driving around town to find his boss to show him his stretch limo. He's also got one. And where was the boss? Sure enough, he was in his stretch limo, and he was parked on the side. So this employee got out of the car, very excited. He banged on the window of his boss on the stretch limo, and the boss wind down the window, and he goes, boss, I've got a stretch limo like you. The boss was nonplussed. He got out of the car and he said, let me take a look. And he got out and he got into the stretch limo and he saw it. And after a few minutes, he gave his assessment. He said, you call this a stretch limo? Yeah, he said, where's your inside bar? Where's your pool table? And where's your 42-inch plasma screen? So Nebuch, this poor employee, was crushed. Right? So he decided he's going to save up, but he's going to buy these additions to his stretch limo. So he saved up for a couple more years, and then eventually he got these items fitted, his plasma screen, his indoor bar, and his pool table. And then when it was all sorted, he wanted to show the boss. So he drove around town trying to look for the boss, and the boss was again in his stretch limo, parked on the side. He gets out, knocks on the door, no answer. And he knocks again. And after eventually 5 minutes, the boss winds down the window. And he goes, boss, I've got the upgraded stretch limo now. I've got the plasma screen, the indoor pool table, the indoor bar, the pool table. And the boss looked at him and goes, and for this you got me out of the shower? Yeah. The point is that there's always something else. There's always, it's the proverbial greyhound, that the rabbit that the greyhound chases. There's always something else. That's not Zman Simchoseinu. What is Zman Simchoseinu? So I saw an idea. Rabbi Frand mentioned this, and just to build on this, that he mentioned a few weeks ago, Parshas Kisavoy, which resonates when it comes to Yontif. It says in Parshas Kisavoy, "V'samachta b'chol atoiv asher nosen lecha Hashem lekecho leveisecho." You should rejoice in all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. V'nosatzo la'levi, and then you should give it to the Levi, la'ger, la'yosim, v'almona, v'ochlu b'sharecho v'saveyo, and they should eat it and be satisfied. Etc., etc. Says the Torah, you want to enjoy simcha? The way to enjoy simcha is by sharing your blessings with other people. That's the definition of simcha. By giving, not taking. Therefore, the pasuk says, v'somachta b'chol atoiv. How? Etc., etc., by giving it to other people. And that really is echoes in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yom Tov. The Rambam says famously, the next box in paragraph 2, when a person is eating and drinking on Yom Tov, he's got to share his blessing with other people, with downtrodden people. But someone who locks his front door, who are born of Ishta, and his immediate family just eat themselves, and he doesn't share his wealth and blessing with other people, with those who are down, this is not a simchas shal mitzvah, this is simchas kreisa. He's just gratifying his stomach. That's not simcha. So sharing the blessings with others is real, is that's the definition of simcha. Interestingly, I heard Rabbi Rosner made the ha'ara from, he said a beautiful idea. He said, Uvo alecha kol haklolos. We laid in the teichocha at the end of Parshas Kisavoy. And there's a chilling posuk. The posuk, after you read the dozens of psukim of the teichocha, all the things that will happen to Klal Yisrael, that have happened to Klal Yisrael, the posuk says, Uvo alecha kol haklolos ha'ilu, ha'ile, ur dofucha v'sigucha at ishamdacha. Ishamdach. Why did all these things happen? Because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. What's pshat? Says Rabbi Rosner, maybe it's the same definition at the beginning of the parasha. You didn't share your blessings with other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person is self-centered, is only interested in himself, then it's a recipe for disaster. And it's a downward spiral. So perhaps the simcha is the definition of that. And I think you see the same thing in the famous vort in the Gemara in Shabbos. At the very end of Shabbos, in Kufn and Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells a story. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Moshe Lemelech Shezimin Es Avodim L'Suda. Imagine the king invites his Avodim to a Suda. V'loi Kovu Lahem Zman. He doesn't tell them exactly when the Suda is. He gets the invitation, but without the time and the date. So Pikchin Shebohen, the wise invitees, Kishtu Es Atzman V'yoshua Pesach Beis HaMelech. They get dressed and ready. And they're sitting waiting. Maybe he's going to say now. Omru Klum Chosel Lebeis HaMelech. Tipshin Shebohen, but foolish people, they go off to work. They say, yeah, whatever, there's no hurry. Maybe it'll be today, maybe tomorrow, I'm not rushing. Klum Yeshud B'loi Terech. Pitem Bikesh HaMelech. Es avodav. All of a sudden, they say, right, the celebration is now. Pikchin Shebohen Nichnosu Lefonu Kushem Kushotim. The pick and the wise people, they're ready to go. They go into the Suda, they enjoy themselves. Vahatipshin Nichnosu Lefonov Kashem Luchlochin, they're all dirty. Soma Chamelech Likras Pikchim, Vikas Likras Tipshim. He's happy with those wise people, he's upset with those who are foolish. Omo, Halolu Shekishto Esasman Suda, those who prepared and they came adorned, ready for the Suda, Yoshev Yechavish, let them sit and eat and drink and enjoy themselves. Halolu Shelok Kishto Esasman Suda, but those who didn't prepare, Yam Duvayira, they just stand and watch. They can't enjoy the delicious Suda. Doesn't make sense. They're also watching. It can't be that. That can't be the moshel. It's a moshel, of course, for life. If one prepares in this world, you enjoy Elim Haba. If you misuse this world, they're not. Says Rameh, Ela Eilu Ve'Eilu Yeshvim. The MS, both are sitting. Both the Sadiqim and the Rishayim are sitting at the Suda. Halalu Oichlin Valalu Revin. But these are eating and these are hungry. Halalu Shosim Valalu Tzmein. These are drinking and those go thirsty. So the Baalei Musa ask, well, how can that be? If you've got a beautiful table full of delicious food and drink, how can the same people, Rishoyim and Sadiqim, sit at the same meal and both not enjoy and drink and eat? So the Baalei Musa say the following. We're talking about a world where no one has elbows and they can't bend their arm, so their arms are stretched out. So you've got the delicious food, but you can't take it to your mouth. How are you going to bring the food to your mouth if you haven't got an elbow? You can't bend your arm towards you. Sadiqim, say the Baalei Musa, who have lived a life of simcha, which means sharing with others, they just feed each other. They sit opposite the person, they take the delicious food, they feed each other, they can enjoy it. Rishayim, who don't know that concept, they don't know how to share, so they're sitting at the food, they don't know what to do. So for them it's torture. That's the point. That simcha, the real definition of simcha is to share blessing with others. Just to finish on this nakuda, in the parsha before, in Parshas Kisetze, there's a famous pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish ish chadosh lo yetzei betzava." That in the days of old, the person got married, he's exempt from going to war. Says the pasuk, "Noki lebeisoy shona achas v'simach es ishtoy asher lokach." He should be misameach his wife that he just got married to. Says Rashi, "V'simach." What does that mean? There's two possibilities. Either it means v'simach, you rejoice with your wife together, the two of you rejoice, or that you are misameach her. Which one is it? Says Rashi, Yesamach es ishto, it's the latter. You are mesamecha, it's Lashon Piel. You are mesamecha your wife. V'taguma v'yachti yazitza. V'ametagim v'yachti imi to say, but if you translate it to you are mesamecha with your wife, toyahu, that's a mistake. She'ein ze targum shal v'simcha ela v'shel v'simach. V'simach means you are mesamecha, that's what it means. So the Shemen HaToyv, I think he quoted, said a beautiful thing. Hashem HaTov says, the Targum is Toya? Really? There must be something there. So he said, he wanted to give Pshat. The truth is, V'simach es ishtoy. The way, the Torah is telling us that you have to misamecha, that's the Ikka. But the truth is, if you do that, that's how you become B'simcha. If your focus is to misamecha, that's how you become B'simcha. My friend gave the following marshal. Imagine, he said, I think he said about himself, that a person is, you're on a budget. And he said from his early years, he was in Kodal, and they had a very limited budget. And he went shopping. And on the shopping list is cereal. So now he's in a dilemma. what cereal to get. It didn't say which cereal, it just said a packet, a box of cereal. So he knows that she likes the healthy stuff. Yeah, the all bran and the fruit and fiber, or wheat, whatever it is, healthy, right? He likes maybe the Frosties or the Cocoa Pops, right? So what to do? You've got $5 set aside for this. You've got a budget. So do you get the all brand, or do you get for her, or do you get for you? So he said, v'simach es ishta, means you make her happy, right? So you get the all brand, but ultimately that will make you happy. If you're sharing and worrying about her, that is the way to become v'simcha yourself. That's the vod. So simchas yontif is not about simchas kreisa, as the Rambam says, but it's about being mesameach others, because that's the true way to achieve simcha. Okay, two final ideas. And this is Simchas Torah. So you'll take this away, you'll put it in your freezer, and in a week's time, you'll take it out again for Simchas Torah. There are two very beautiful ideas regarding Simchas Torah. The first of the two ideas is something I saw in Harei Kedem in the name of Reb Soloveitchik, a magnificent idea. We know that when you are called up to the Torah, you have to go quickly. Yeah, you certainly can't decline. The Gemara says in Brachas, that there are three things which truncate a person's life. One of them is, you're called up and don't go. But really, you should go quickly. I remember as a kid growing up in Munks, there were two people who would run. They wouldn't just go quickly, they would run. As a child, I always found it comical, but they would run, but they're right. They're right, they would run. Yet, when it comes to being asked to daven for the Omud, Chazal say, you should show some reluctance. You should say no at the beginning, and the second time, shake your head, whatever the people, yeah. And then the third time, reluctantly go to the Omud. So what's the difference? Why is it when you're called to get an Aliyah LaTorah, you got to run? But when you're asked to daven for the Omud, also taking a public role, you shouldn't. It's considered wrong to just suddenly run, to be too quick to go. What's the difference? That's question number one. Question number two. Interesting. In Shmos Perek Dalet, the Pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to save the snare, Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to save Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Vayan Moshe Vayome Hefehin lo Yaminuli, Velo Yishim Bukoli, Kiyomer Lanira, etc., etc. He refuses. And the Pasuk says, Vayicha Af Hashem V'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi brings, he's punished. He says, normally don't see a Roshem. The case, no, there was a Roshem. There was a punishment over here. What's the Roshem? Because it says, Halo Aaron Achicha Halevi, the Pasuk says. You don't want to save the Jewish people? Aaron Achicha Halevi, he'll be your spokesman. Why Halevi? Says Rashi there, that because Shaya Osid Lios Levi Velo Kohen. He was meant to be the Levi and you were meant to be the Kohen. Vahakohenu, Yisiyomi Losais Mecho. Because you refuse to save Klal Yisrael, he is going to be the Kohen, you're going to be the Levi. That's the punishment. So he was punished. But yet, two prokim later, in Shmos Perek Vav, it says, Vayidab Hashem Moshe Lemo, Bo Yidaber Apar Melech Mitzrayim, Vishalach Hasbein Yisrael Meyatso, Vayidaber Moshe Lefna Hashem, Heim Rei Yisrael, Shomu Li Echishmoni Paro, etc., etc. We don't see any punishment over there. When he's told to become the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he again, resist the beginning of Parshas Va'era, you don't see a punishment for that. So why is it when it comes to saving Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu refuses, he's punished, but when he's asked to become the leader of Klal Yisrael, there's no punishment. When he refuses, what's the difference? So Reb Soloveitchik says, a beautiful idea. There is a difference between an act of Hatzolah and an act of leadership. When it comes to an act of Hatzolah, someone's drowning, you ask any questions, you just save the person. So when Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare is told to save Klal Yisrael and he refuses, that's considered inappropriate and therefore he was punished. When he was asked to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, that's different. To represent your people, to be the leader, that's a position of responsibility and then it's appropriate to consider and therefore he wasn't punished. Therefore, when a person is called up to do the mitzvah of Aliyah LaTorah, that's a mitzvah. So for sure you should run up, go quickly. If a person is asked to represent the people, to be the shliach tzibur, then that's more of a responsibility, and therefore the third time you should go. Fine. So that resolves both questions. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's why, interesting, icing on the cake, that when we call up a chosin Torah and a chosin Bereishis, there is a nusach, not Ya'amoid Berura, Amoid, Amoid, Amoid. Three times. Because chosin Torah, chosin Bereishis is a representative, is a rep of the people. He's representing his tzibur. And therefore, he's being called up not as Stam and Aliyah, where he should run up, but he's now being called up Begeder as a Shliach Tzibur. And therefore, we call him up three times, and the third time you go up. Amazing. That's why it's Amoid, Amoid, Amoid.
He shouldn't run.
Sorry?
He shouldn't run.
And the third time, okay. Yeah, yeah. True, 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 true. Okay, so let's, and one final idea. Sorry?
Where's the post
that Moshe
was punished?
In Pasuk Yud Dalet, Rashi says, Vayicha af Hashem Moshe, says Rashi on the Pasuk, that there was a Roshan that he lost the Kuna. It's Rashi there in the box there after 3 years.
Box and three.
Yeah? Okay, so one final idea. This I heard from Rabbi Joseph Perlman, a very, very beautiful idea. The Torah begins, we're coming to the end. Yesterday we learned Hazinu, we're coming to Vilus HaBracha, and we're coming up to another end of a cycle of Torah. It's interesting that the Torah begins with a base, Bereishis Bara Elokim, and ends with the letter Lamed, Le'inei Kol Yisrael. Says Rabbi Perlman that the combination of these two letters, base and Lamed, is very negative. You think of words that have base Lamed, novel, hevel, beli, even personalities, bilom, bolok, base Lamed is not a good combination. And therefore it seems strange that the Torah begins and ends, base Lamed seems like if it's a negative combination, it seems strange. And to make matters worse, when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, it's even worse, because the Torah Shebal Peh begins, the first Mishnah in Brachas, with a mem. Me'emus ha'koyrin eshma ba'aris. And how does it finish? The last Mishnah in the whole of Shisha Sidra Mishnah is Al Tikri halichos ve'la halachos, with a sof. So it begins with a mem, spells with a sof, it spells the word mace. So it seems something funny going on over here. So Rav Perlman says, Atzeli Pshat. Because we know, please God, Simchas Torah, what do? As soon as we finish V'zois HaBracha, we start again. The Midrashim say there's a Kitrug, you know, hey look, they're finished. They're not finished. They start straight away. Straight away. And you go to a Siyam. Someone finishes a Masechta. You honor somebody to be Maschil, the new Masechta. That's how, so we don't finish. Clearly, Yiddishkeit is not a linear line from place A to place B. It's a circular path. It's sort of as an upward spiral. And therefore, if you start again, we've got the order wrong. Really, it's base, it's Lamed base, it spells Lev, it spells emotions, our inspiration, our connection. And it spells the word Tom. Torah Shebal Peh spells the word Tom, which is perfect. Torah Hashem Tamima. In fact, the actual word, we make a Siyum HaShas. Shas is Gematria 360, which is a circle. Because it's representing this idea that we never actually finish. That it's an ongoing, constant journey. So there we have it. So a few ideas to share, to enjoy over Sukkos. Ms. Hashem, we should have a wonderful Yom Tov. Thank you again for inviting me. Yeah.